Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah Ayin Gimel. We're up to the Mishnah. Just a little addition from yesterday. I'd spoken at the end about there was this knishkanin, this type of barrel that where Jews and non-Jews were drinking from together. As I said that, I got a shaila. So I asked him, what was the name of it? It's called Malwa. Malwa. It was in Uganda. You could Google it, and he showed me pictures of it. You see this like pot with all the straw sitting around it. Malwa in Uganda. Okay, so that was Inyane Dioma from our Dafyomi. Okay, we'll start now with the mission on the top. Ayin Gimel, Yain Nesach. We've alluded to this Mishnah. It's been quoted many times already about the what's the din when you have a tarovis mixtures of Yain Nesach. So Yain Nesach Aser. Osur, the oiser b'kolshu. So it itself is osur, and any amount of it, a kolshu, makes everything else osur. So yain be yain, umayim be mayim. That's when you have min be mino. It's the same thing b'kolshu. That's the smallest amount. Yain be mayim, umayim be yain. If you had water and wine, or wine and water, be noisin tam. It has to be enough to give over the tam, the flavor for that. Where's the Rambam? Rambam is brought down in where? Michael Sasuros. Tez. Vav. Halacha Vav. You know, maybe we'll do this at the end, actually. When we get to, we'll go through the end and we'll read the Rambam where you can cite Zeh Klal. Okay. Continues the mission. This is the Klal. Min b'mino b'mashahu. If you have the same thing, same substance together, that's going to be a smallest amount, shalom amino benoy saint tam. When it's not the same amount, the same type, it's going to be no saint tam. The machloikis in the shach in the ramah, which discussed about whether we follow the name of it, we follow the taste of the item. There's a tosis here, an important tosis that talks about this. In yain bi yain b'mayim b'mashu pirush b'ne tam davka bi yain nesach mamish. Right, we're talking here not about stamian, we're talking about yain nesach. That's the type of wine that is osur b'mashu, aval stam yenam b'shishim. But stam yenam is going to be osur when it is shishim, and it's going to be mutter if you have shishim kenegdo. That's the chiddush that Tosfos has said several places throughout the Masechta, Daf Beis, he had on Nun Zayin Amid Beis. What's the idea? That the yayin of nowadays, the times of the Gemara, was not the same yayin in the times of the Shas. If you skip down, it says the line beginning of Od Omri. Afilu im nishpach leimar destam yena b'mashu. Afilu hachi have stam yena bizman hazeh b'shishim. Nevertheless, nowadays, our wine, Tosfos, in the Middle Ages, is saying it's shishim. V'dav givmei hatanoim v'amaroyim, the times of the Gemara. Right, Shehayu Bekiim Hagoyim B'tiv Avodah Zarah. They were such experts in the different types of Avodah Zarah. The Az Shaychu Nisuch. Right, okay, so then it was possible to talk about them doing libations, Nisuch, right? Hechmir B'stam Yenam La'osro Kemo Yai Nesach Mamish. So therefore, they were Machmir on Stam Yenam because they were really concerned for Yai Nesach. Hilkach Le'inyin Bitul Kishar Isurim Dami. Therefore, it's like any other type of Isur, Ubaltu B'shishim Kamo Shar Isurim. So then it follows the rule of anything else, that if we have Shishim Kenegdo, it would be Mutter. That's an important tosis that just points out that it's not the same status as what's it called, as it was in their times. Okay, starts the Gemara. Things change. The times are changing. Ki also Rav Dimi om Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he said over the name Rav Yochanan, Hamari Yai Nesech Mechavis Labor. If you're pouring wine that was Yai Nesech into a bor, into like a pit, Safilu Kol Hayom Kula, even if it's going all day long, that's not a problem of the Yai Nesech, because Rishon Batel. Each and every drop becomes Batel as it hits. Says Rashi, Rishon, Shenafel, each part that falls in, Batel, B'Yayin Kosher Shebebor, Umuter Bahana. So the amount of every drop that falls in hits the... Excuse me, okay, 1 second. Rishon, let's go again. Shenafel, batel, b'yayin kosher, b'bor, umutter, b'hano. Because each drop becomes batel as it hits it. And we can see it doesn't matter if subsequently you outnumber it, it's still going to be fine. Tanan, right, we have a question on this from Rav Dimi said, Yayin nesech oser v'oiseh b'kol shehu, my lav dekol nafel isur l'go hetera. Isn't it a case where the oser wine is falling into the mutter wine? Right, lego hetera. Rashi says velo amrin and kama kama batil le rov. Right, we're not going to say that each drop becomes as it hits becomes nullified. Lo says the Gemara, no, it's not necessarily muchlich to say that the konafil hetera lego isura. It could be where the mutter wine is falling into the osir. Tashma, right? Another question against Rav Dimi. Yain b'mayim b'noi sein tam. My lab, the called Nofil Chamra di Surah Lamaya de Hetera, is a case where the wine is also falling into the wine, the water, I'm sorry, that's mutter, right? And then against Rav Dimi, you'd have to say that the wine is not going to be a bottle, but instead it makes the whole thing also because there's no Saint Tam to give off the flavor. Lo, not necessarily has to be that case. The called Nofil Chamra de Hetera Lamaya de Surah could be where the mutter wine is falling into the osur water, and as long as the water is going to be noisin tam into the flavor of the wine, that's when it's going to be osur. Umidereisha b'mayadi sura seifanam b'mayadi suras. Right. So you're telling me the reish is talking about osur water, so the seifa also should be talking about water that's osur. Pekatani seifa. We learned in the seifa mayim b'yayin, when you have water and wine, it's b'noisin tam. Right. So Amalach or Dimi, Dimi will answer back, you know, Kulamas Nisin Hetera Lego Yisura. The whole Mishnah is talking about a case where something that's mutter falls into something that's osur. And the Reisha, the Konofil Chamra de Hetera Lemaya de Yisura. The first case is where the Chamra de Hetera, the mutter wine, is going into the, hitting the water that's osur. And the Seifa, the Konofil Maya de Hetera Lechamra de Yisura. And the Seifa is talking about where the water with mutter falls into the case of the wine that's osur. He asked Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer of Yochanan, Hama'ar yayin nesech b'tzart sur katon lebor. So you point like a small little canteen into the bor, the pit of the wine. Safi l'kol hayom kula, even if you're doing it all day long, rishon batil. It's going to be nullified as every little drop hits. V'dav k'tzart sur katon. But this only is limited, this het only applies in a case where it's going drop by drop, because it's, like you said, a small little canteen, right? To lo nothish amude. It's not like one big major flow, it's not significant. Ava chavis, but if you had a barrel, you're pouring from a barrel into that, no, the nothish amude, that's a big flow, lo, then this whole heter would not apply. Ki also Ravin, Omer Rav Yochanan, Yayin Nesech Shnafal Lebor V'Nafal Sham Kiton Shamayin. So if you had Yayin Nesech, right, it was in the thing, and there was also a Kiton Shamayin, a little pitcher of water. So Roen Es HaHeter Ki'ila Enu. We look as if the mutter wine is not even there. V'Shar Mayim Ravin Alav Amavatlin Oso. The other one is Mavatl against it. So what does this mean? Rashi helps us out. Rona Seheta Ki'ilu Eino. V'lo Amrin, we're not going to say as follows. Hare Neser Kol HaYayin, right? We're going to make all the wine Osir. Rabba HaYayin Al HaMayim. And then there's more wine over the water. Deho Havei Chamer Ruba, because since there's more wine, we're not saying that. Ella Be'isir Shenafel Greda Mesharin. So the small one is that fellow, we're going to be Mesharit. Be'ikamaya Ruba, and there's more water against it. So Alma, you see from this, Polig Ravin ad Rav Dimi. So Ravin here, you see, is arguing on Rav Dimi. V'ashme'inen d'mayahud mevatel chamer, that the wine, the water, is going to be mevatel the wine. Aval chamra lo batel chamra, but you can't have min b'mino, you can't have the kosher wine being mevatel the treif wine, the no good wine. He also Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Yochanan, Lo Shana El Shnafel Kiton Shamayim Techila. This only applies if the water pitcher fell in first. Aval, but what's it called? Lo Nafel Sham Kiton Shamayim Techila. If it didn't fall in first, right? Therefore, Motzim Mimino V'Neor. So this is the famous concept of Choser V'Neor, that it comes in, it brings it back up, right? Right, Rashi says Motzim Minas Mino Lebasof V'Neor. It got woken up. Kolomer Nischazek. It becomes a stronger thing. V'Nitoisef Isuro. And then it becomes even a bigger Isser of the Rabba Yain Al Hamayim. And now the wine meets the together, and it becomes more than the water. Lashon Neor, Rashi says Ki'isha Sher Yeor Mishnoso. Right. Person who wakes up, right? Kimo Haneir Balila, coming up to soon Pirkei Avos. Person who is awake in the night, or like Rabbi Nachman says, a person who arouses himself during the long night of Gullus. Okay, v'chol heicha dektani motze minus mino v'neor. Right, whenever it says that it means the same thing in neor, it explains this is what it means. Hachi perusha. This is how you understand it, the first opinion in Rashi that choze v'neor, so it reawakens it. So even though it wasn't in its current status, wasn't problematic, but since it connected, it strengthened and increased, and therefore it becomes problematic. Okay, ike demas nila mas nisin. Some say this halacha is going on the Mishnah, yain bi yain kol shehu, that said that any amount of wine that mixed up would be osir. Amar of Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan, lo shan ela shlo nafel sham kiton shamayim. That would only apply if the water, the little pitcher of water, wasn't there. Aval nafel sham kiton shamayim. But if the water was there, then roanes a heter keila eno. We look as if the mutter wine is like it's not really there, so it's not going to be osir for the yainesech. But hashar mayim rabin Allah mavatlo oso. And then now, so the volume of the water is greater than the volume of the wine, therefore it's going to be bottle. So Mari asks, Ma ike bein l'demasne la masnisin bein l'menasne la adiravin. What difference does it make whether you learn this case of the kiton shamayim on the Mishnah or whether you learn about Ravin? So man demasne la amasnisin, the one who holds that it's going on the Mishnah, lo boy techila, doesn't need for that pitcher of water to become in first, because in any case the water is going to make the it's going to bottle mavatal the wine. Uman demasni lo adaravin, but if you're learning it like Ravin, so in this case it has to be specifically when it comes in first, right? Boy techila, it would have to be because he needs the water to be there beforehand. Okay. Now the Gemara gets into discussion. When can we ignore, you know, pretend as if there's certain things are not there? Se itmar, yain nesech shnafel lebor v'nafel sham kiton shamayim. Right? I went to Amud Beis. Excuse me. Amar Chizkia, higdilu beisur oser, higdilu beheter mutter. So what's that talking about? Rashi tells us higdil hamayim v'hayayim beisur, increased both the wine and the water and the wine. Shenafel yain nesach b'sof higdilu, it's going to be osir. Below Amrina, we're not going to say roen es aheter ki'ilu ena, we're not going to look at that as if it's really not there. Eli yain nesach mischaber lemino, it connects to the regular wine. Ve'ein hamayim rabin alav, and therefore there isn't going to be water, a greater ratio of the water against it. V'chol shekein im nafel mayim b'sof, and certainly if the water fell, came in afterwards, kin amrin le'el is going to be explained that, right? Higdilu beheter, says Rashi, shenafel yain beheter. Shenafel yayin heter basof. The mutter wine fell in at the end. Kvar bottle yayin esech b'mayim. And the yayin esech had already become bottle against the water. Shehamayim rabu la v'hiosu levado, because it was all by itself. Umishabot legamre. And once it's totally become bottle, shuv ein achoizer v'neir. So we don't say achoizer v'neir anymore since it's already been, how would you translate it? Nullified. Good. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afil Higdil Be'Isser Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if the volume of the wine which was permitted, right, and the water was increased by the Osir wine, nevertheless, the whole Tarovis is going to be allowed. Omar Le Rabbi Yirmiya Le Rabbi Zeira Le Mechizkiya Rabbi Yochanan Beplugta Rabbi Elezer V'Rabbana Kemifli. So he says, this machloikis between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan really sounds like the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So what's that machloikis? The Tanah and the Mishnah in Orla, Saor Shel Chulin Veshel Truma Shenaf L'Toch Ha'Isa. Okay, Chomet Zdik in Yonim. Lo Bezek De Lachamet V'Lo Bezek De Lachamet, and neither one of them was stronger. Sort of like a leavening agent, right? So they couldn't do it by themselves, but together they did. V'Nitzarfu V'Chimtzu, but they to combined, and then that made the dough into chametz. So that's a machloikis. Is this, what's the status? Is this truma, and therefore only a kohen could eat, or is it chul, and anybody could eat it? So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Acher achron anibo. Rabbi Elazar holds like the follow thing that falls into the dough. So if the truma fell in last, then it's going to be osir for zarim, for non kohanim. Whether the osir isr means the truma. So whether the truma fell in first, whether it fell in at the end, it's not going to be strong enough unless it actually has enough to make it chametz. So you see from here that Chizkiya holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that the isr, meaning the truma, is mixed in, right? If it's last, then it makes the whole thing osir. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanan, that if the amount is not enough, so therefore it's going to make, it's not going to have, it's going to be mutter, because it's not going to be enough to make the whole thing osir. Betisbra, one second. Is that really logical to say that the machlokes between Chizkiah and Yochanan is the same machlokes? Va'omer Abaye said, Lo shan ela shekodem v'silik esa isur. Rabbi Lezer only talked about this when you first took out the iser of the sor before the mutwan fell in. Avalo kodem v'silik esa isur. But if you didn't take it out, then osur, right? It's going to be, the whole thing's going to be osur, even if the thing fell in, the mutwan fell in last. So then Chizkiah, the Amr Kiman. So then who's Chizkiah going like? It's not going to be like Rabbi Lozer. It's not going to be like the Chachamim. It's kind of like the Rabbonim, because according to them, it should be Mutter Mimon of Shach. There's not enough in there to make it Osir, right? And according to Rabbi Lozer, even if the Mutter wine was what fell in, right, last, it shouldn't become Mutter because you never took out the Osir wine. So Elahach Beronin Kemiflagi. No, there's a different Machloikis of Roin. Chizkiah Leisle Roin. Chizkiah does not hold from this concept of Roin, and Rabbi Yochanan holds from Roin. What's the concept? Let's learn Rashi. It's about halfway down, maybe 15 lines before it gets wide. The Roin Kemiflagi. Chizkiah Savar. Chizkiah says like this. Lo amrinin Roin es mino ki'ilu eino. We don't look and say as if it's not really there, that it's non-existent. V'she'ein mino rabba Allah of mevalo. And the other mino eino that's not there is overpowers it and is mavatlet. Rather, elakivin de yain kosher koydim liyinesech. The kosher wine fell in before the yinesech. Yain kosher havi rabba al hamayim. So the kosher wine now was more than the water. Kinof liyinesech, and then when the yinesech comes in, motzim minas mino v'neir. So then the two wines combine and overpowered it. So ava kinof nesech bereisha. When the yinesech fell in first. Bottle of mayim became bottle from the water. The mayim have a tefele because it was more than its bottle. Ki hoder nof a kosher shari. And then when the kosher wine falls in, it is kosher, right? Kishme batal yain nesech lo amrin chozivinir. We don't apply this rule of chozivinir. So that's the machlokes on how we view it up. And Moses says, one second. Umi isle the Rabbi Yochanan roin. Is it really true that Rabbi Yochanan holds from this din of roin? He asked the question, Rabbi Asim and Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Kosos, you have two cups of wine. Echad shel chulin ve'echad shel truma. One of them is a chulin wine, and one's a truma wine. Zogon ve'erevon zeh bezeh, and then you diluted them and you mixed them all together. Mahu. What's the din? Right? In other words, is it that the chulin wine is the same thing as the truma wine? So we say roin, right? It's not there. And then the water that was mixed in is going to be mevatel the truma wine. Or do we say, no, the truma wine makes the chulin wine osir, and then the water that's in the both cups is going to be not enough to be mevatel the wine. V'lo poshetle, didn't answer. Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer them. So you see from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer the shaila that he didn't have a conclusion, a set opinion on what the halach would be in this case. So me Carlo Poshetle, he says, no, really, okay, starting off, he didn't answer it. Well, so Poshetle, but in the end, he did answer the Shaila, right? That it's the same part, we say Ron, it's not really there. Itmar Nami, Omer Rav Ami, Omer Rav Yochanan, Omer Le, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan, Shnei Kosos, you have two cups, Echad Shel Chulin, Echad Shel Truma, Umazogon, you had the water, Ve'erevon, they got mixed, Zebezeh, Roen Esa Heter, Ke'ila Eino, we look at the Heter as if it's not really there, right? Vashar, Maim, Rabin Allah, Muvatlo Oso. So you see clearly that he holds that the rest, meaning the Truma, is going to be. Wait, Sharma. Yeah, I'm sorry. The water goes over that, and then is mevatel it. Okay. Now, the next part is discussing which isurim are osur b'mashahu. So we're gonna have Rav and Shmuel, and then we're gonna have Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav and Shmuel hold that everything's gonna be osur. Well, fine. And then Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold that it is in fact only going to be Tevel. There was a Rambam we had at the beginning. Maybe we'll do the Rambam now, actually, before we start this. So again, we'll see how it all flows in. This is the Rambam I was going to do. Tesvav Vav. Nimzas Lamad Shekoli Surin Shibitora, Bain Isser Malkus, Bain Isser Kores, Bain Isser Hano. Shinis Arvu Michael Hamutter Min Bishainamino Beno Saint Tam. So if it's mim she'in amino, so it's only osu, it's no sein tam. Min b'mino she'ia shalamud al hatam shiro b'shishim. So if you can't just taste the difference in them, so therefore it's going to be shishim, obameya, obamasayim, okay, depending on what other types of isurim they were. Chutz miyai nesech mipnei chumras akum, with the exception of yai nesech, because we have a special chumra by the avodas kochovim, v'chutz mitevel, with the exception of tevel, shahari efshel lesakno, because it's going to be possible to fix it. You can just separate the tumors of meiser and make it mutter. V'pnei ze oisrin kiminon, b'chol shehu, so all these things are also b'chol shehu. V'shelo b'mina b'noi sein tam kishar kol esurim. And if it's not mino, then it's going to be noi sein tam. Says the Gemara. Zekla min b'mina b'mashehu. You have the same two types of things. It's going to be also b'mashehu. Shelo b'mina b'noi sein tam. Rav Shmuel Dor Matar Vayhu. Kol esurim shebetorah. So anything that's any type of food that's also that the Torah prohibits. Beminon b'mashu. If it's the same type, right, then small, even the smallest amount is going to make the whole thing osur. Vishlo b'minon, if it's different types, b'noi sein tam, has to be enough to give off the flavor. Zehaklal asuyi mai. So what, according to Rav and Shmuel, is added by the words zehaklal asuyi kol isurin shebetorah, that it's coming to teach me anything that the Torah osurs, and not only for yai nesach. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Damar Tavai. They say differently. Kol isurin shebetorah bein b'minon bein shlo b'minon b'noi sein tam. So whether it's min b'mino, whether it's min she'en min, it's going to be no sein tam. Chutz, with the exception of mitevel, v'yai nesech. Those are the two exceptions. So in these two cases, b'minon is b'mashehu. That's going to be the smallest amount that's going to make it osur. Shelo b'minon b'noi sein tam. Right? And if it's not the min, it's going to be b'noi sein tam. Zeh ha'klal. So then according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what's that coming to add? Lasu yitevel. That's not mentioned in the Mishnah. And therefore, that's the chiddush where it's adding. So Tanya Kivasi Rav Shmuel, Tanya Kivasi Rav Yochanan Rav Shlakish. We have a brayse that supports both. Whether Issur Mashu is for everything or it's only for tevel. So Tanya Kivasi Rav Shmuel, Kol Issur Shibetor B'mina B'Mashu Shlo B'mina B'Noi Sein Tam. Tanya Kivasi Rav Yochanan Rav Shlakish, Kol Issur Shibetor B'mina B'Mina Shlo B'mina B'Noi Sein Tam. Chutz mitevel v'yai nesach, with the exception of tevel v'yai nesach, b'minon b'mashu shlo b'minon b'noi sein tam. Using is a Tosfos. Tosfos here at the bottom, but by the bottom Tosfos says, "Tell my time at hetero kach isuro." Actually, didn't get that in the Gemara. Maybe we'll do it now. Ma hetero b'mashu kishmul da omer shmul chita achas pateres esakri v'chihechi dekol shuhu choshu v'hetero choshu nam l'osro. Tema asks Tosfos a question now. The hocha mashma the time of the tevel b'mashahu v'chashetiru kachisuro v'rushalmi ka'omer time of mishum the tevel yeshlo matirin. It's a davar sheyeshlo matirin. So Tosfos is asking, why does the Gemara give two separate reasons? V'chol davar sheyeshlo matirin afilu be'elef lo batel. If it has something that's a davar sheyeshlo matirin, so even 1,000 is not going to become batel. So you know, this is what they say, is that why would you? You can't be mevatel now because you just have to, you know, do what it takes. For example, like muktzah or something like that. Something that's born on Beit Hashem all the way Yomtov. Muktzah, so just wait till after Yomtov and become mutter, right? That's called Dabash Yeshiva Tirin, right? Kigon Tevel, Shviz, Meiser, Vehekdish, Kishem, Beminam, and all these types of things that you could fix it. It's a Dabash Yeshiva Tirin. Shvi Mafresh the Truman Raisa. Aval Shalom, Beminam, Benoy Saint Tom. So when it's not, those saying it's not it's min shen minos, then it's just had penance no sein tam. Hash to trade time elamali. So what do I need the two reasons for that? So Yishlomer Tzvichi Tarvai. Tosfos now speaks out why in fact I need both reasons. Beautiful Tosfos. To eleke elechad taimel Yishlom Matirin. If I only had the reason of it's a double Yishlom Matirin, have a mean, I'd say like this. Davke heichek shebailim beir. That's only when the owner is in the city. The az Yishlom Matirin. Kishabailim yochol nahafresh. You can be mafresh the truma. You can fix it very easily. It's right here. Aval ileka beir, but he's not around. He's not next to it. Afagav the yochol leilich malkam shabailim sham. You can go there. Mikom malkam cave and sheyesh lo toreach v'hotzah havi kishein lo matirin. It's a schlep. It costs money to travel. So therefore, it's keilu. It's like a davar sheein lo matirin. Kamosh pirush Rabbeinu Tam perik zahav. It's only called the davar sheyesh lo matirin unless it's not a big tircha to do. It's not a big effort and it's not a lot of money. Hilkach, itzrich taima dehocha. That's why you need a reason here. Mishum dekeshe hetero kach itzuro. Fine, that's why it gives the second reason. Ve'ileka ela taima dehocha. But if you only had that reason, have me, I think, the opposite way. What? Delo havi b'mashu ela tevel gomor. I'd only think that thing should be also mashu is when you had little tevel. The hetero b'mashu can shmuel, like Shmuel said. Pause, didn't read that right in the Gemara, but we'll get to it right now. Aval maiser rishon. Hatovu v'trumas maiser de hetero lohavi b'mashu. It's not, you know, mashu, right? It's potras akri. Ha maiser min ha maiser boy afushi. You have to separate. The havamina de isura lohavi b'mashu. So it shouldn't be also the mashu lekach. Therefore, it's tzrich taima de yushalmi de yesh lo matirin. So that's why you have to come on to both reasons. I apologize. I jumped the gum a little bit, but one second. Let me go back to Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Kol Yisurin Shavatora Bein Bemina Bein She'en Shalom Bemina Beno Saint Tam Chutz Mitevel Yain Nesach Beminon. These are Bemish Ashu Shalom Bemina Beno Saint Tam Bishleim Yain Nesach. Okay, I understand why there's a special chumra of the Yain Nesach Bishum Chumra Davod Azara, because we're machmir on these things we've seen over and over throughout the parak. Elatevel my time. What's the reason we're so strict? So Hetera Kachi Suro. Just as it become mutter with one small amount, so it becomes also with one small amount. To Omer Shmuel Chita Achas Pateres Esakri. Right, that this was the second reason it's giving. That you'd have to pick one thing, and that would exempt it from the obligation of taking truma. Right, it's this one little thing can make the whole heap of produce put mutter. So then, any amount of it tevel would make the whole thing osir. Tanya Nami Hachi Bameh Amru. What do we say this tevel osir b'chol shehu b'mino? That's when it's in the same species, shalob amina, when it's a different type, binosein tam. And that is our raya for the shita of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay? In Meretz Hashem, we can see the siyum in sight. Some of us might want to chop a rayon and make the siyum a little bit early, finish up the Masech a little bit early, so we can make friends with a lot of firstborns. But we'll try to have a shiur tomorrow. I can't necessarily guarantee, depending on the schedule. Okay.